Good night, Big Bird. Nighty night, Count. It sure has been a long day.
But there's still one thing I have to do before I fall asleep.
What is that, Big Bird?
I have to sing my ABCs, so I won't forget them. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Very nice, Big Bird.
You remembered every letter. Hey, how do you get to sleep, Count?
Oh, I bet I know. I bet you count sheep.
Actually, Big Bird, I don't count sheep. I count their bags of wool. Listen. Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, that's one bag of wool. And one for the dame, one plus one is two, that's two bags of wool. And one for the little girl who lives in the lane, two plus one is three, that's three bags of wool. Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. I just love to count myself to sleep.
Well, what about you, Prairie? How do you get to sleep?
I just look at all the little stars through my window and wonder what they are. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Let's all sing it.
All us travelers in the dark, thank you for your tiny spark. We could not see which way to go
if you did not twinkle so.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Good night, everybody.
Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Am I introducing the show?
I hope so.
Uh-oh. It's the Alphabet Show. And I'm here with Shane from Three Ring Radio and Doug from Dysgenics.com.
I'm not here.
And the great artist from Might Is Right, too. That's Doug.
Thank you.
He's not really from Might Is Right. He really attached himself to something that was already moving.
Right.
He grabbed onto the coattails, and somehow he's getting mentioned with such a great book. I still can't figure it out.
Soon to be a great artist for more than just...
Soon to be, exactly.
Just known just for Might Is Right. And Shane, you got what, how many websites?
I don't know.
Evil Now, Club Hate, Mike Hunt's on Fire, Pogo the Clown, Three Ring Radio. What else?
PogoTheClown.com.
Yeah.
I don't know what else, Amy. If you don't know, nobody knows. But that's good enough. I'm, you know, a lot of stuff.
Don't want to overlook any, you know.
Check his signature on your emails. I think they're all there, aren't they?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then I do TV is God and The Horror of Horror. Oh, Horror of Horror.
Well, we better get The Horror of Horror. Some prick out there tonight's probably listening. They're going to get it.
Right.
You're fucking us. You're fucking us.
Fucking
oh, and it's
prick.
The Alphabet Show, and today's letter's what?
We're K. Sponsored by the letter K.
No, I think it's K. That was three Ks.
Right.
K.
We're all K. Three here, and we're all three on K.
K, K,
Special K.
K. KKK. And you know, we played some Johnny Rebel, but now we have an excuse to play Cajun Ku Klux Klan if we wanted to.
Excellent.
Do you have any K songs, Amy?
All I got's Karma to Burn, but I think we could hear some...
Some more Johnny Rebel.
Some more of the Triple K.
Yeah.
What about Special K? Isn't that ketamine? Isn't that veterinarian drug? I thought it was like a veterinarian anesthesia.
If it's a well, that's just PCP then. They've just renamed it. That's what all PCP is.
Yeah, so it's like a new version. Like they have Prozac and then they have Zoloft. You know, it's probably the similar.
Yeah, it's just got to be PCP because that's what PCP is an animal tranquilizer.
I'm pretty sure that's Special K, isn't it?
I love PCP. Well, I don't know. I've never... And like I said, I'm an old man, but I like PCP. PCP is for me, okay? I stay away from it, though. It's so deadly. It'll fuck you up, make you really schizophrenic bad.
Oh, that's where... I think it's the police legends of the guy who gets...
Bites the bumper, leaves his teeth mark in it, shit
like that. Yeah, gets PCP. Shot five times and runs at a guy and rips his head off with his bare hands. Those are PCP guys.
I have a good PCP story. It was funny. I remember I smoked PCP for like 3 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, man, dude, the first time was like heaven. I thought I was in heaven. Snowflakes are trailing, floating around this car. We're doing donuts in this court, you know.
I see this well-directed scene with little snowflakes and the car going around in circles and some
suburban
easy listening tune playing in slow motion. You're smiling.
No. Something like fucking Ozzy Osbourne or something like that. You know, Crazy Train or something nutty and. Maybe not. It couldn't have been that.
And a car full of guys with their eyes like wide open.
Just another guy because we were going up to get beer. He's driving around. I'm freaking out. And I remember smoking it for like 3 weeks. And I know there was a big riot. Everyone, you know, PCP was in town, so everyone was on it. And we were going to this beer party. And we pull up, and there's a huge riot going on. And, you know, I think we're all getting scared, and we're starting to walk up to it and see this big riot break out. Next thing I know, I'm holding hands with the guy next to me. We're walking up. They're real scared. Oh. And, you know, there's my PCP.
Why are you walking up to a riot? Shouldn't you be walking away?
I think I feel like it was our duty to not... We couldn't run away. I think it was. We were walking towards it. We were walking right into the eye of the storm. I don't know why. I guess because I was on PCP.
I guess the real scary part of this is that him and some guy were holding hands.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
that's the horror story. Yeah.
That was the horror story because I remember we weren't so high that we didn't go, you know, like... And all of a sudden, we look at each other's hands and go, ah! It didn't scare us. The riot didn't scare us as much as the holding hands. You're right.
Right.
Well, there you go. There's my humiliating story for Kay.
Well, how's PCP similar or different to crystal meth?
Oh, meth is an upper. Meth is fucking make... You know, when I was on crystal meth, it's horrible I admit all these drug uses, but I went to see a psychotherapist one time, and he asked me the list of drugs I've done. And I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And he looked at me like, you know, it's over for you.
Forget it. I can't help you.
Forget it, dude. Man. You are done. It's over for your brain. I was like, you know, I can see the look in his eyes. You know, like, I don't think I can do anything for you, but recommend an institution.
I thought PCP was an upper.
No.
It's more like a hallucinogen.
No, it's a mind-altering thing. So if you get someone, if someone gets mad at you, you know, if you're mad at them, I can see the police saying, I shot him five times because you'll have a extra adrenaline.
Okay.
But it's a downer. It's a tranquilizer, as you say, an animal tranquilizer.
Okay.
Crystal meth is an upper, like the highest upper you can get. Like, I thought of stringing Mike Diana's intestines throughout my house. A violent upper. Amy enjoyed it. I think she did. Maybe she didn't ever do it. It's up to her to admit.
It was nice. It was fun.
She enjoys uppers, though, because Amy's a mellow kind of person in real life. So I think that's why she enjoys... You know, uppers. Me, I enjoy downers because I'm so amped. I need something to fucking, you know, relax me. It's just sort of a natural, you know, you're in chemical imbalance or your food, what you ingest makes you have this imbalance. And so I'm naturally attracted to downers.
Because I'm attracted always, to your opposite.
Yeah, I'm up. Yeah. And Amy is attracted to uppers. So it's wild between us. It's funny. She's down with the crystal meth. She's like, oh, I'd do that shit again. I'm like, fucking never. I was so up, I would kill.
I remember you told me once we drove to Indiana from Chicago. We're on the way back, and you told me never to touch crystal meth because you were positive I'd murder somebody.
Yeah, I'm positive I almost murdered someone, and I know that thought passed through my mind, and it all was clicking up, and I was like, oh, and I don't know what, you know, just something that I had that one piece. I've been cowed up enough where I'm so tamed, and I can't kill, you know, it's not in me, I don't think.
Well, I don't know, I think about murder a lot.
Amy, tell us your crystal meth story.
Which one?
I don't know, you were saying how nice it was before Doug interrupted, but it's not murder, it's K, cunt, for kill.
Killing
with an I-N, not an I-N-G. Tell us your crystal meth lover story. We're going to spell crystal with K today.
Had fun on it a number of times, you know.
How about driving home from Austin on it?
Yeah, that was funny. We were driving, me, Shane, and Mike. Diana and Mike was driving because we had to get back to Chicago really fast.
TV.
We were driving along the Mississippi riverbank, and it was super foggy. You couldn't see 5 feet in front of you. And we were on this road that went, like, every second you had to turn the wheel, turn the wheel. And Mike was driving, and he was doing 95 on this pitch black road that you couldn't see 5 feet in front of you, and you had to turn the wheel every second you were driving. I thought we were goners for sure. But we survived and made it, and they were on the TV.
And now, Doug, I did say you would kill on crystal meth. Killing K, ABC show.
Right. I think I would. I don't know. I think about killing a lot. That's why I don't like to lose control. I don't like to take too many drugs.
That's what I said earlier, I think, when we were talking about addictions. Or maybe we were on the couch and we weren't on the radio. But I did tell you, I think you don't. Yeah, when we were in there with watching Saturday Matinee, I said, I think you stay away from drugs and alcohol because you know you'd fuck. You'd lose it.
You know? I might.
I think so.
I've gotten close.
You're scared of yourself.
Sometimes.
You're afraid of yourself, Doug.
I don't know.
Admit it. You have personality.
I remember one time I was just in Tennessee visiting Joel, and we were walking around at night.
Hole?
Yeah.
Here comes the hole, yeah. Joel. Here comes the hole, Joel. Oh, here comes the hole, Joel.
We were walking around
Make sure
this
Joel hears that.
Cemetery, and there was all this open space, and there's these big piles of hay, and all I could think about was murdering somebody out there.
Did you ever
there's
think
just
of
something about the whole atmosphere. It just screamed for murder.
Did you ever think about Joel's hole?
No, I never thought about it.
Fucking good old Joel.
If you were going to kill someone, how would you do it?
Well, it depends on how hypothetical are we. Are we talking, like, no law? Are we talking, like, just what I'd want to do or
preference.
What I could get
right
away
now.
With?
Your preference.
Right now, what would you do now?
What you think would be the most enjoyable?
Killing somebody with my bare hands, just bludgeoning somebody until they're just a flesh sack, you know, just till the bones are fucking crushed and they're just a wad of skin and meat, you know, and crushed bone.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's bludgeoning's definitely the way to go.
Yeah, bludgeoning.
Yeah, but there's laws. You're saying, she's saying most fun, that's what you do.
Well, most fun, that's what I do.
Wow.
Well, in respect to the law, I would use poison.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, exactly. And I would enjoy a poison kill anyway. I think about killing myself, and I think poison would be, it wouldn't be so bad because they'd have, you know, if it, you know, they have to choke. And
oh, no, poison. Poison can be the worst way to go.
Right.
It might not be the most gratifying because you don't get to crush somebody under your own hand.
I don't know if I want to touch them. They're so disgusting to me.
That's true.
You know, I don't. Why do I want to touch someone I hate so bad? I wouldn't want to touch them.
But a lot of poisons are easy to manufacture, hard to detect. You know, they talk all about ricin now as a terrorist tool. But
South Carolina. Their bush, their state bush, is a leaf that's poison, and if you dried it out and made it into a tea, it could kill you with no trace. That's what they tell us on the tour.
What tour?
We got married in South Carolina. And,
oh, okay.
You know.
We went on a tour with a guy dressed like a Civil War soldier, and a horse drew the carriage, you know.
Oh, that's cool. But ricin comes just from castor beans. It's not hard. It's like, you know, it's a castor bean oil, but it'll kill you.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you pick it up at?
you can buy a castor bean plant and you can make your own ricin.
And what do you do with ricin, Doug?
Ricin, you put it in somebody's food or you make contact. It's one of the most potent poisons.
What do you do with it, Doug?
I don't do anything with
it. Tell us again how you put it in food.
Yeah.
Huh, Doug?
No, people could do that. And, you know, people talk about arsenic, but the problem with arsenic is it's a hard measurement. You give somebody too much, they'll just puke it out. You give somebody too little, well...
It
won't kill them either. You've got to strike a happy medium with the arsenic, and it's hard to do. It's a prolonged death, and it's stupid, because you can give people carcinogenics, and they die. Coroner says it's cancer, you know? I think there's a lot more poisoning going on than people like to acknowledge, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I think it happens a lot.
If it's a slow poison, it's perfectly okay.
Or you can make your...
Basically, I think Amy's been trying to kill me through poisoning plenty. And I think the times I go to the hospital, I think there's something going on.
Oh,
so when
yeah,
I die,
she told me about that.
I've told people to check into it.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, watch your back.
Well. Well, you can make
that's
your own.
Is character flaw with a K? No, that's a C.
That's fine. But botulin spores, you can put your own botulism in people's food. There's Klebold from Columbine.
Ah, Columbine.
I don't even know which one Klebold was, though. I'm not very Columbine savvy.
Klebold.
Which one was he? Was he the one with the longer hair?
You know, they really were,
or?
Like, married, and they became one, didn't they?
I guess so. I know what they look like.
They're just like one entity. Does it really matter which is which? Without one, you don't have the other.
That's true. Neither of them probably would have killed without the other.
Yeah, out of the two, I think Amy's favorite is Klebold.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something so nice about him. You know, he looks like such a nice person.
K.
Mm-hmm.
K, I get it.
Yeah, I can't figure out. I don't think either of them are my favorite. I think I just look at him as one unit. One efficient killing machine.
You're looking at their unit?
I look at them as a unit.
All right.
Uh-huh.
So weren't we talking about kitty porn earlier?
No, we were talking about the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, okay.
Amy was talking about kikes during the, you know, when we were off the air for K.
I was just mentioning it was a K word.
I think you said fucking kill the kikes.
What does kike mean to you, Amy?
Go fly a kike?
Yeah,
exactly.
Kikey tennis shoes?
Yes, right. Just do it.
Right? I don't have any good KKK stories.
No?
I got to say, I never met anybody in the KKK.
We, just the other night, had a gentleman, a friend of mine, even though I'm getting worried he's going to end up killing me, a friend of mine came over, Andy.
Isn't that a good friend?
He's in the Ku Klux Klan. That's going to kill me? I guess so. As long as he doesn't let me live through my miserable life, that might be a good friend.
Him and his wife are over. They're both active members in the Klan.
Yeah, and they were cool. We watched. What did we watch with them? Did we watch any movies, or did we just hang out? We watched bum fights.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we watched bum fights, and they looked
funny.
Disgusted. Or the wife looked disgusted by it. But they were, you know, Andy was a good guy. He was. Listen, I'm talking past tense. Was a good guy. He wasn't into all this religious shit, at least in the Klan, seems that, you know.
Christians in the Klan.
I part ways with a lot of that, their beliefs, you know, which is crazy.
Well, what the fuck do they do anymore? I mean, what's the Klan do?
What does any group do? What does any group matter? Really,
I guess,
what does it matter? It's a really, anyone who's not living for themselves and going at their own personal goals is a waste of fucking time and breath. Any groups, that's from the ACLU to PETA to fucking voting. All that shit is a waste of fucking time and air and space. You shouldn't be doing anything but trying to get your fucking shit together and be able to survive with all this shit hitting the fan, even with George Bush, you know. I mean, most people I know can't even escape this fucking country.
I tried. I fucking tried.
Why can't you get over? You could have got over there.
I was there. You can't get a job over there now.
Oh, I could get a job over there, though. See, that's a good thing about being me. Sorry, sucker. I get over there and fucking, I'll be over there, man.
I couldn't even apply.
I got enough friends over there. I'd get over there in a second.
Yeah, I don't have any friends over there.
I'm trying to talk Amy to move into Amsterdam. Not, I don't even have to talk Amy into it, though. She's up for anything.
I say go for it. It's great.
I'm thinking about it, man. I'm thinking about getting the fuck out of here. I can't handle these goddamn politics. Kerry, Bush, Skull and Bones, bullshit. Motherfuck this place, man. It's really lame. I mean, a lot of the freedoms we have, they don't matter to me. I don't give a fuck about most of them. The freedoms we don't have are the ones I want, and that's it seems to be what's going on in Europe, you know, in France. When I spoke with Peter Gilmore, the Church of Satan guy on Three Ring Radio, we had spoke about the in France, going to France, and he said there was blasphemy laws. So that sort of scared me away. This other Jamoke emailed me and told me about the blasphemy laws are a lie. I don't know who's telling me what. I don't really care. If I move to France, I'm not really going to run down the street with a fucking upside-down cross yelling, kill Christians. I ain't going to give a fuck. I don't give a fuck now about Christians or fucking Satanists or Buddhists or anyone. I don't really care about fucking jack shit about that.
Well, I know recently in France they were trying to pass a law that nobody could wear any religious apparel at a school. No turbans, no goddamn in France. No goddamn Jewish little frisbee caps on
their
heads.
Well, I like that, as long as it's religious stuff.
I'm all for it.
It's like smoking in public. It's like smoking in restaurants wearing religious garb all over. It's offensive to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that shit and smell your stinky fucking incense ass. Fucking take that shit to your house, man, and with your smoking cigarettes and everything else.
Yeah,
I don't like smoking in restaurants. I don't like religion in fucking public either.
Goddamn right. I would like to slap everybody's fucking turban off their head, every goddamn Jewish frisbee off the back of somebody's fucking skull.
Rip the crosses off their neck, stick in their nose, your eye.
Their fucking eye, right.
It's like the start of school uniforms was to, you know, eliminate the differences between kids so they'd learn better. Maybe if we did that with everybody, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Better society.
Exactly. It should be a little stricter out there.
Like, ooh, like the cubicle. K for cubicle.
Hey, isn't that C?
Well.
Today it's K?
It was character flaw worked. Why not cubicle?
You're right. You're right.
Got a point.
Couché.
I had this theory about cubicles because we had this office where we lived before. And everyone who worked there, we were all back to back. You know what I mean? Shane would be back to back. Anyone else would all be back to back. And I felt it was hindering us from getting stuff done. And I theorize that the reason the cubicle is used is because it makes people more efficient because they can't talk. You know, they have the little room around them, sort of. The cubicle.
Yeah, we were both in desperate need of an office just to get the fuck away from each other. I was like, you're fucking typing fucking loud. You know, Jesus Christ, you're typing loud.
No, I know. I let go. Somebody's watching the TV and I'm trying to type or anything like that. I start getting pissy. Real pissy.
What do you say? Ma, turn down the fucking soaps.
Yeah.
He throws a shoe at his
pants. Are you deaf? All right.
Clan? When are you joining? You know, me and Amy went to the Clan Museum when we got married. You see what kind of a wonderful woman I got married to?
On our honeymoon.
She goes, pick whatever you want. Pick these three places. These are the places I want to go to. Beautiful spots. South Carolina, Seattle, and somewhere in Canada.
Montreal. Or Toronto. Wherever weed was legal or something.
Yeah, right. So Amy picks these three great spots, and I go, you know? And South Carolina is the last place to fly the rebel flag. Let's go there. So we go there to get married, and we go to the Klan Museum on our honeymoon, and the Klan guy, like, I called a newspaper and asked him where it was, and they had gave me his home phone, and I called him, said, we're on my honeymoon, and he goes, well, I'm closed, but I'm going to open that place up for you kids. Kids, K. All
right.
Any KKK museum. And so he takes us down. We go down there. We meet him down there. He opens the store, and we're let in. It was great because I'm buying a bunch of souvenirs. Klan, he goes, honey, don't let him cheat you. You know, get something for yourself. So Amy goes and runs over, gets a T-shirt. The night time is the white time.
I love that shirt.
Tell them what else. Tell them how they showed us the back room. It was like Raiders. Yeah, it was like Raiders of the Lost Ark, this back room.
John
opened the door,
Howard,
was like,
the guy who ran it, his son, he's like a sacred cyclops or something. His son
right.
took a
That's
son.
That's me. That's me. I'm the sacred cyclops.
You got to talk into the microphone, though.
from the movie The Klansman, you know, what they say. What is that? An ordained Cyclops or something, he says.
Yeah, Doug is the Cyclops.
Oh, that's right.
That was funny yesterday. Or the other day, we were talking we were talking about Doug's missing eye. I'm not a fucking Cyclops. I have two eyes. Just one's broken. Oh, that's fucking funny, dude.
So anyways, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Enough.
Yeah, no, the back room was like Raiders of the Lost Ark. When they opened that door, it was fucked up. But I'm sorry, Amy. Go ahead.
Well, that's all right. You got it.
Go ahead.
Well, the guy's son gave us a tour, and we got there at like 10:30 in the morning, and his son's walking around with a cup with one of those like foam things to keep it cold, and it was Jack and Coke. You could smell it on him. It was like, you know, 10 a.m.
Yeah, I think their political movement is getting some momentum this year.
Oh, with Bush in office?
Yeah,
I mean, Bush is the Klan. Those fucking people are just sucking each other's dicks fucking over Bush. I hate that guy. It's fucking driving me nuts.
He's a retard.
It was a
speaking
very
of the Klan.
Museum.
Yeah, it was a good museum. It was fun to go on our wedding. It was pretty cool. I'm going to play this lovely Klan song by Johnny Rebel. Let's go. I think we can actually dedicate this song, Amy, huh?
Yep.
What was Andy's wife's name?
Cindy.
This is for Andy and Cindy.
Just me and my
boat.
An old banjo lip. You niggers, listen now. I'm gonna tell you how to keep from getting tortured when the Klan is on the prowl. Stay at home at night and lock your doors up tight. Don't go outside or else you'll find those crosses are burning bright. Now I know you won't believe me, so I'm gonna tell you why. The Cajun Ku Klux Klan is gonna get you by and by. I'm warning you that when I'm through, you're gonna change your tune. This story's about a nigger, his name was Levi Coon. He walked into a cafe, he thought he'd get a bite. He thought that they would serve him since they passed the civil rights. The waitress told him no, and that he'd better go. He said, no, ma'am, my Uncle Sam say I don't have to go. So he sat there in that cafe, being stubborn as a mule. No matter what she said, he wouldn't get up off that stool. He sat there like a jackass, said, I'm gonna demonstrate. I came in here to eat, and I ain't leaving till I've ate. The waitress had enough. She said, I'll call your bluff. She said, if we can't treat you right, we'll have to treat you rough. The phone was in her hands. She gave him one more chance. He wouldn't go, and so she called the Cajun Ku Klux Klan. When he saw them Cajuns coming, Levi knew it was too late. His eye popped out his head, and his kinky hair got straight. He said, oh, lousy white folks, I didn't mean a thing. Why did I have to listen to that demonstrator king? Now niggers understand, they tied up both his hands. He was at the mercy of the Cajun Ku Klux Klan. I knew just what they'd do, Levi knew it too. I knew what kind of torture they would put that nigger through. Now the moral of this story is plain as it can be. Niggers, mind your business and let us white folks be. You'd better heed my warning and try to understand. Don't you demonstrate around the Cajun Ku Klux Klan.
All right. ThreeRingRadio.com, EvilNow.com, HorrorOfHorror.com, Dysgenics.com. And this is in the ABCs of, well, the Alphabet Show. Listen next time for...